Well, Mike, first tell me about what it's like at the East-West Shrine Camp there in Florida.
Well, first of all, the weather is beautiful, sunny, 75 degrees, you know. being able to practice outside is a lot of fun. And just being with all the guys is just so many good players and athletes that are playing in this game. It's good to be challenged. You know, it's difficult that I haven't practiced in 6 months, 5 months, whatever it's been. So I'm trying to shake the rust off a little bit, but feels good.
Now, what is it like getting ready to play in a game after you haven't been able to even practice all season?
Well, it's tough because I only get 3 practices here, and, you know, it's just being able to revert back to what I did in college and, you know, it's not like that this is my first time ever playing. I've been playing football ever since I was able to, you know, 8, 9 years old. So, you know, it's a little, just shaking off the rust is a tough part and getting my technique back, but, you know, I think I'll be ready to play.
Now, will you be able to play quite a bit?
Yeah, we have 2 left tackles, so that's where I'll be playing. And so supposedly I'll be playing half the game.
Now, were you a little surprised at being chosen for this All-Star game, considering your situation?
Yeah, but I feel that every game is looking for a feel-good story. And, you know, like I said, you know, getting hurt, not being able to play. I played a lot in Nebraska, and I did well there. So it's not that they're just picking up any scrub. It's, you know, I've been able to play. I've showed that I can play. So, you know, yeah, I'm a little surprised. But then again, I think that I deserve the opportunity to play with all these good players.
Now, would you have been able to play in the Holiday Bowl game for Nebraska if needed?
Probably not. I was in quite a bit of pain still, and the field was just, because it flooded the field basically a couple days before, so the field was in terrible shape, and it just, most likely I wouldn't have been able to, maybe, but I didn't have enough practice time where I'd even be a factor in the game plan.
Now, describe your injury, Mike. What did happen, and you know, just to what extent did your injury occur?
Well, I was just blocking, and my cleat stuck in the ground, and somebody fell into the side of my leg from the outside going in, fell in, and it broke the fibula, and it tore all the ligaments in my ankle. So my cleat just stayed in the ground, and my leg basically didn't.
Yeah, that does not sound like any fun. What was it like to watch from the sidelines this year? That had to be tough, although I know you were able to still be with the team most of the time, weren't you?
Yeah, I was still with the team, but, you know, it was so tough. Especially, you know, I've never been injured anything and never missed anything in my whole life, basically. And having to sit on the sideline and watch from the bench, it was probably one of the worst things you can experience, even worse, just as bad as my injury, just because I'm such a competitive person that I always want to be out there. And I hate to see my brothers, you know, out there fighting and trying to win every game and not being able to help them out there.
Now, what kind of rehab did you have to go through? Describe that.
What was that?
Describe the rehab that you had to go through.
Oh, it was intense. It's usually a 7 to 8 month injury recovery time, and I'm back playing at like a little over 5 months. So it was really intense. I was in the training room 2-3 hours a day. You know, in the pool, weight room, just trying to get back, doing, working as hard as I could.